Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes. Let's begin from the Mishnah on the top. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishana. If you have a person builds an old sukkah, what do you mean an old sukkah? Meaning if it's built more than 30 days before the Yontif. That's what it means, Sukkah Yishana. So Beis Shammai Poslin and Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Shammai says, if you build it more than 30 days before Yontif, we assume. Now, again, the Gemish is going to say, if it's more than 30 days before. But if you made the sukkah for the purpose of sukkahs, even Beis Shammai agrees that it's good. So in other words, it means like this. If it's more than 30 days before, if you're building the sukkah for sukkahs, then it's great. It works even according to Beis Shammai. The point is, you just built a shack in your backyard. You didn't say what it was for. And so if it's within 30 days, so we assume, mistama, you intended it for sukkah and it's good. But if it's more than 30 days before, then we assume it was not meant for sukkahs and it's no good. Why 30 days? So the Mefarshim say over here that this is connected to the din that we have in Psachim. That's Rashi says this, right? Rashi says, Beis Shammai, take a look at Rashi. Beis Shammai Poslin, second line in Rashi. Deba'u sukkah l'shma, v'zu stam nasis. It wasn't made l'shma. V'ilu toch shloshim l'chag, haya kevin d'sholim hilchos hachag, kodim l'chag shloshim yom, stam ha'osa l'shem chag o'osa. Since we know there's a halacha that you're supposed to start asking the shilos of the yontif 30 days before, sholim v'dorishim hilchos ha'pesach, and hilchos hachag, and sukkahs 30 days before, so since he's already holding in the inyanim of sukkahs, mistama, if he makes this hut within 30 days, he intends it for sukkahs. That's a Rashi. I will kodim shloshi yom stama lav l'chag. But if it's more than 30 days, then we assume it's not for that. So Beis Shammai says the sukkah has to be built l'shem sukkahs. And Beis Hillel says, no, there's no din of l'shma by a sukkah. A sukkah doesn't have to be built l'shem sukkahs. You can build the sukkah, l'shem, a hut in your backyard, and sit in it on sukkahs, and you are yotze. That's the machloka. So the Gemara is going to explain what they're fighting about. Says the Gemara, Mai taima de Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai who says that a sukkah has to be built for the sake of the holiday of sukkahs? The Amar Kra, Chag asukos shivas yamim l'Hashem. The Chag of sukkahs is 7 days for Hashem. Sukkah asuya l'shem chag be'inan. You need a sukkah that's made for the sake of the holiday, for the sake of doing the mitzvah of Hashem. Ubeis Hillel, ahumi b'ayelich the Rav Sheshes. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk for something else. And then Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes of Shema Be'akiva, minayin la'atzi sukkah she'asur in kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of the sukkah is usur for all 7 days? Meaning, if you want to take... Now, some of us on this call still use bamboo. There's some people in the world that still use bamboo. If you're a member of BMW, you know, the rabbi holds, you got to use bamboo. Sorry to tell you that, but so Rabbi Mordechai will. Listen, we take his leniencies, we take his strictnesses with the leniencies, we take it all together. But Rabbi Willig doesn't like the schach mats, so we use bamboo. So let's say you wanted to, you know, when growing up, we used to play stickball. So let's say in the middle of Chol HaMoed, sukkahs, you want to take a piece of bamboo off the sukkah and use it to play stickball. No, you can't do that. That's what Gemara says. Beis Hillel uses this pasuk to teach me that atze sukkah, the wood from the schach of the sukkah, are usur kol shiva. It's usur for your own benefit. Now, on yontif, it's mamish muktzah. On Chol HaMoed, it's not muktzah. You're allowed to move it, but you're not allowed to use it for your own benefit. Talmud Loma, how do you know that? Chag sukkos shivas yomim La Hashem, Vitanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser Omer, Kishem Shachal Shem Shemayim Alachagiga, Chag Asukos Shem La Hashem. Just like the Chag is La Hashem, and you're not allowed to benefit from the meat of the Chagiga until the fats and the limbs are brought on the Mizbeach, then you could eat it. Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Alasukah. So too, the Sukkah is Aser Bahana. Shenemar, Chag Asukos Shivas Yomim Lashem. How do you darshan it? You darshan it, it means Sukkos Chag. Sukkos is like the Chagiga, like you go backwards. Just Ma Chag Lashem, just like the Karban Chagiga, you can't benefit from it until you're Makriv the Emurin because it's holy. Av Sukkah Lashem. So too, Sukkah has a certain degree of holiness, and you're not allowed to use it for yourself. Now, let me ask you a question, gentlemen. Is this only referring to the schach? What about if you want to use a beam from the walls of the sukkah? Is that also usher to use for your own tashmish? So take a look. I mean, don't take a look because you don't have it in front of you. But the Rush writes that the drush of the Gemara that asks Atzi Sukkah is only the schach, but the walls are not usher ba'anah. Because all the drushes of the Gemara of the Pasuk Chag Asukos are all referring to the Schach. Like the Gemara is going to say later on, as far as the fact that the Schach has to be made from something that's not Makabel Tumah. So it's only the Schach. But the walls are allowed to be made from something that's not Makabel Tumah. However, who disagrees with the Rush? The Rambam. The Rambam writes, Atze Sukkah Surim, Bein Atzei Defanos, Bein Atzei Schach. And the Shibboleth HaLeket also writes that way in the Ran. And the reason is, they explain that without no walls, you don't got no Schach. In other words, the walls are what holds up the Schach. So the walls are also an important part of the Sukkah. Without the walls, you can't just have the Schach up there in suspended animation. So the Beis Yosef writes this way as well, in the name of the Re'im, who explained that since the Defanos are required for the Schach, if not for the walls, the Schach wouldn't stand up. So it's as if they're batel to the Schach, and they're like the Schach, and they have the same halachas of the Schach. And Tosis in Zvachim also writes that way, that also the wood from the walls are aser bahana. And then Tosis in Zvachim asks a question, well, then how come the walls have the same halacha as the schach as far as benefiting from them is concerned, the isar hana, but they don't have the same halacha as the schach as far as the isar of being not makabel tuma? And he's nisher b'tzarech iyan, or tasev alom and asay. So the Bach writes that according to the Rambam, the wood from the walls are asar midoraisa, because that they're also included in it. And he gives an answer to the Rush's kashan. He says that the din of Atzei Sukkah is learned from a different drasha, not from the same pasuk that teaches me the dinim of the schach. So they could have different halachas. However, the Beis Yosef of the Taz write that according to the Rambam, the walls are also only midirabbanim. Anyway, you have this interesting dispute about whether all the laws of the schach apply to the walls also, or do they only apply to the schach? Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Sounds like that should be the same issue. That's correct. I agree with that. Sounds like that should be the same issue. Excellent ta'ara. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ubeis Shammai Namim B'Vayalei L'Hachi. So wait a second, you got the same pasuk. Beis Shammai says you got to make the sukkah lishma. Beis Hillel says you can't benefit from the sukkah. Well, then how does Beis Shammai know you can't benefit from the sukkah? Ubeis Shammai Namim B'Vayalei L'Hachi. Answers the Gemara, Enechanami, you're right. He uses this pasuk for that. This is not the source of Beis Shammai learning that you need lishma. Elamai Tamai de Beis Shammai, what's really the source of Beis Shammai? Ksiv Krachrina. Beis Shammai has a different pasuk. The pasuk we said before was from Pashas Pinchas. Now we're going to make a pasuk from Pashas Re'eh. Chag Asukos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim. Sukkah Ha'asuya L'Shem Chag B'inan. Chag Asukos Tasa Lecha. Right? So you dashing it backwards. Tasa Sukos L'Chag. It's got to be done L'Shma. Sukkah L'Shem Chag B'inan. Ah, what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel learns that pasuk to teach me that you're even allowed to build a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed, even though this is not a sukkah that you lived in for all 7 days, Because it says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha, meaning you can make a sukkah even in the middle of sukkahs. Well, Beis Shammai, come on. No, that's not what the pasuk means. Beis Shammai says, no, just the opposite. Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim. Sounds like it's got to be the whole Yomtiv. He says, you can't make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So that's the dispute, says the Gemara. So now we know that Beis Shammai holds a sukkah has to be made lishma, and Beis Hillel holds a sukkah does not be made lishma. But what about tzitzis? Did tzitzis have to be made lishma? So says the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel les lehu de Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The Gemara assumes that since Beis Hillel holds a sukkah doesn't have to be made lishma, well then tzitzis don't have to be made lishma either. But that's against the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Asa'am in akotzin. If you made tzitzis out of these ripped strings that are hanging down from the beged, and you just tie it to the corner, but it was on the beged from before, asam and akotzinu minanimin, or from extra thread from the sewing, a garden, or the strings of the beged itself that are just left over at the end, psula. It's possible why. Because you didn't attach those strings to the garment for the sake of the mitzvah of sukkah, of tzitzis. They were on there already. Menasisin kshera. However, if you just took a string that was spun for a different purpose, and now you attach it to the tzitzis, kshera, that's okay. Meaning, you don't need it the thread to be spun lishma, but you need it to be attached to the beged lishma. And Rabbi Yehuda said, so that's what my Rabbi Rav held. When I said it over to my other Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei af menasisin nami psula. Even if you use a string that the string was not spun for the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's also pasul. Debeinan tevia lishma. Because Shmuel held that not only do you need to attach the strings for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, you actually need to spin the strings themselves for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Gemara says, both Rav and Shmuel seem to say that tzitzis either has to attach the strings lishma or maybe even spin the thread lishma. So haganami nibai sukkah suyu lishma. So Hakam Beis Hillel says the sukkah doesn't have to be made lishma. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Says the Gemara, it's based on two different psukim. Shani hasam damakra gedilim tase lecha. The pasuk could have just said you should make fringes on your garment. Gedilim tase. Al ava kanfos suscha shetachasba on the four corners of your garment. Why does it say lecha? Lecha l'shem chayvcha. Lecha means it's got to be made for the sake of your obligation. Ask the Gemara. Chanami chag asukos tase lecha. Lecha l'shem chayvcha. Why doesn't Beis Hillel learn out the same thing that the sukkah? The sukkah's got to be made for the sake of the holiday of sukkahs. Answer the Gemara. Hahu mi bayale limute gzula. That pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha comes to exclude a stolen sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Hasanam Ba'al Limute Gzula, maybe by tzitzis also you need a lecha, not to tell you that you need a lishma, but you need to exclude a stolen one. Ask the Gemara, Hasan Ksib Karachrina V'asu Lahem Tzitzis Mishelahem. So you see, you got to own the tzitzis. If it's stolen, it's no good. Now, Rabosai, there's a famous tosus here on the bottom of that Tesamat Aleph. What? Lecha comes to exclude a stolen sukkah? Don't we know there's a rule throughout all of Shas called mitzvah haba ba'avera? Why do I need a special pasuk telling me that I'm not allowed to use a stolen sukkah? There's in the third parak of sukkah, we're going to learn, the pasuk says, va'aveisim es ha'gozav es ha'pisech ha'yir tzacha. The Gemara learns that from sukkah throughout kol ha'torah kula, that there's something called mitzvah haba ba'avera. So if you steal somebody's sukkah, you're not going to be yotzi anyway. What do I need a pasuk of l'chav v'lo agzula? That's Tosis Kasha. Take a look at the bottom Tosis. Tema. So Tosis answers that mitzvah babavera is only svara derabbanon. It only disqualifies it derabbanon. It was learned that from pasuk in the Navi. So it's only did derabbanon. But lechav lagzul tells you you're not even yotzei midoraisa. That's what Tosis says. So there's a famous minchas chinuch. I know I got to stop saying famous, but there's a famous minchas chinuch about this. The minchas chinuch has a different answer to Tosis' question. The Minchas Chinuch says, in addition to the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, there's also an isser to eat outside the sukkah. It's an isser aseh. It's not a lav. The Torah never says in the Torah, don't eat outside the sukkah. It doesn't say that. It says you have to eat in the sukkah. But we learn, says the Minchas Chinuch, since the Torah says that Isser, if you eat outside the sukkah, you violate an Isser, what's called an Isser Aseh. So, says the Minchas Chinuch like this, if you wouldn't have had the Pasuk of Chavala Agzul, you just had Mitzvah Baba Vera. Mitzvah Baba Vera says, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. You, who's eating in a stolen sukkah, now say, is your sukkah a sukkah? Yes, my sukkah is a 100% glatt kosher sukkah. It's just that since I got the sukkah through an Avera, I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah. But it's not like I'm eating outside the sukkah. But you have the Pasuk L'chavolo Agzula comes to say that a stolen sukkah is Nishkin sukkah. A stolen sukkah is not a sukkah at all. And if you eat inside a stolen sukkah, forget Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's not a sukkah. Because the lecha, chagotasa lecha, you got to own the sukkah. If you don't own the sukkah, it's worthless, it's meaningless, and it's like eating outside the sukkah. So you'd violate. Rav Chaim disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Chaim says there is no iser to eat outside the sukkah. You just mevatel a mitzvah saseh. It's still a very bad thing to do, don't get me wrong, it's a bad thing, but it's not an iser. It's a bittel mitzvah saseh. But anyway, this is the Minchas Chinuch on this Tosas where he says, not only is it a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, there's also an iser to eat outside the sukkah. And that's why I need the pasuk l'chavala agzula, to teach me that a stolen sukkah is not only that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, but it's mamish you're eating outside the sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. Related to this, how do you have a stolen sukkah b'chlal? So the Rishonim talk about, you know, don't we hold karka einan gzelus? Right? You can't steal property. So the Ritva writes that the only case of sukkah gzul is where you made the sukkah on a wagon or you made the sukkah on a boat and I stole the wagon and stole the boat. Otherwise, if the sukkah is built on the ground, how in the world are you stealing it? Karka einan gzelus. Others say, no, if I take a machine gun, I go into your sukkah, and I say, get out of your sukkah, hands up, get out of your sukkah, I'm taking over your sukkah. That's called the sukkah gzula also. But most authorities hold it's karka in and exelos. You can't... Excellent. That's what others say. Reb Zalman, that's what the Ritz Gaius quotes. The Ritz Gaius writes that... Shemedubar shegazal eitzim v'asa mehen sukkah. Beautiful. That you stole wood and you built a sukkah out of the stolen wood, and that's where the Torah says it's l'chatchila. You're not allowed to use it, but b'di'eved the problem is of Zalman, such a sukkah. B'di'eved you're allowed to use it because we have something called takanas hashavim that once I steal wood and then I build it into the house, so the rabbis say that you're allowed to keep it. They don't. In other words, they don't want to. That all you have to do is pay the guy back for the wood because they wanted you to do tshuva. They want to have to rip down the whole house in order to give it back. It's a takanas hashavim. Okay, let's continue. Zakta halakha gemara. New Mishnah. Ha'osa sukasa tachas le'ilan. If you make your sukkah under the tree, ki'ilu asa abeso chabayis. It's as if you made the sukkah inside your house. It's a funny way of talking. The Gemara is going to explain why the Mishnah says it in a funny way. It should have just said, if you make a sukkah under the tree, it's puzzle. That's the way the Mishnah usually talks. What do you mean? It's like you did it in the house. Sukkah agabe sukkah. If you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, el yonak sheri v'atachtonu psula. The top sukkah is kosher. The bottom one is puzzle. Why is the bottom one puzzle? Because it has two schachs, and you're not allowed to sit in a sukkah that has two schachs on it. We'll see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Omer remained you in Bel Yon. Rabbi Huda says if the top one is not livable in Hatachtona Ksheira, then it's like you have no sukkah on top of it. So if it's a puzzle sukkah on top of it, so then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Lo Shano Ela Be'ilan Shetzilasa Meruba Michamaso. The only time where you have a tree that's on top of the sukkah disqualifies the sukkah, that's if the tree is more shade than sun. Aval Chamaso Meruba Mitzilaso, but if the tree has more sun than shade, Ksheira. Then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Ask the Gemara, why? Mimai midiktani ki'ilu asa abeso chabayis. Ah, that's why it said it. That if you make a sukkah under a tree, it's like you made it in the house. Lama lulu mis ki'ilu asa abeso chabayis. Why did the Mishnah say it like that? Lisne psula. Let it just say, if you make a sukkah under a tree, it's puzzle. Says the Gemara, Ella, ha kamashulan. The Mishnah is trying to teach you, di'ilan dumya debayis. That the tree is like the house. Ma bayis tzilas merubim chamaso, just like a house has a complete roof over it, and there's more shade than sun. Af ilan tzilas merubim chamaso. So to a tree, it's only if it's more shade than sun that the tree disqualifies. But if it's more sun than shade, the tree doesn't disqualify. Ask the Gemara, really? V'chi chamaso merubim tzilas mahave. If the tree is more sun than shade, so what? The branches that you have up there is schach pasul. But you have schach puzzle up there in that tree. How in the world is your sukkah okay? Says the Gemara, Papa, b'shechavatan. No, we're talking about a case where you took that tree and you smashed it down amongst the branches that you ever have as you already have as part of your schach, and it got mixed up in there, and you can't tell which is which. So it's batel barov. If it's chamas and barov mitzilas, it's batel because you combined it all together. Ask the Gemara. Ibishav chavatan, ma'ila memra. Isn't that obvious? Obviously, if you mix it together, so we follow rov. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara. Ma'u desema nigzar hechad dechavatan atu hechad delo chavatan. You might have thought, if you don't mix the schach puzzle into the schach kosher, it's puzzle. So you might think, even if you do mix it in, we're going to make a gzeira and forbid it, because people might think that even if it's not mixed, it will be okay. Kamashalan, delo gazuni, we don't make such a gzeira. Ask the Gemara. Still, I don't understand. Ha nami tanina, we already learned this din that if you mix schach puzzle in with schach kosher, it's kosher. We already learned this. Hidla las a gefen vesad las vesakisom. Let's say you wound over onto your sukkah vines from an attached grapevine, or vines from a pumpkin, or a type of like bamboo or canvas or something, a long plant that grows up and over. V'sikech al gabon, and then you added tzchach kosher. Psula! V'imhaya sikech harbe mehen oshik tzatzang shera. But if there was more tzchach kosher than tzchach fossil, and it's all mixed together, you can't tell which is which, then it's going to be kosher. Or if you cut it, obviously it's kosher as well. Hey chidami, ilema b'shalo chavatan, if this is talking about where you didn't mix them together, how come it's tzchach tzchach fossil and tzchach kosher? So then it's not going to be okay. El alav kishachavatan. We're talking about a case where you mix them all together. So that's a beferish mishnah. So why do I need this mishnah to tell me the same thing? Shmamina delo gazrinan. So we already know from that mishnah, we don't make a gzera. That once you mix them together, we don't make a gzera and say it's going to be not good because maybe you'll come to include that tzchach when it's not mixed together. We don't make such a gzera. You see that from the later mishnah. So why do I need this mishnah to tell me the exact same halacha? Says the Gemara, no, the two cases are not exactly the same. Mahu de say Mahani Mili Dieved. The later Mishnah says, if you did it already, it's okay. Havalachatchila lo, you might think, but in the first place, you're not allowed to build such a contraption. You're not allowed to build a sukkah underneath the tree and then bring the tree down and mix it in. Kamash Malan. So Rava learns from our Mishnah, Ha'ose Sukasa. You see, the Mishnah over there says, Hidla Alasa Gevin. If he did it already, that's Bidieved. But our Mishnah says, Ha'ose, a guy who's doing it in the first place. So it's kiilasa v'zochabayis. It's only by tzilasa v'ruva mechamasa. But if it's chamasa v'ruva mitzilasa, and you smash them down and you mix them in with the other ones, it's good. Now, how could you mix them in lechatchila? How could you mix treif into kosher stuff lechatchila? Isn't that a problem of bitalisa lechatchila? Bitalisa lechatchila. Who asked that question? The Rav Yah, right? Let me ask you a question, gentlemen. If a little bit of milk falls into the chicken soup, less than 1/60th of the chicken soup, a little bit of milk falls in, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat the chicken soup? Yes, if it's less than 1/60th. Oh, so does that mean if I want to flavor my chicken soup on Friday night, I can take a little bit of milk and pour it into the chicken soup? No, why? That's a problem called bittel islam chachila. Bittel works b'diavid. If it fell in, nebuch, what can you do? It's batel. But you're not allowed to be mevat lechatchila. So the question is, what? I don't think so, Dr. Joe. I don't think so. Is anyone going to stand up for the Sephardi on this call here? Where's Kirshner? He's an honorary Sephardi, at least. But I don't think these Sephardim say. Now, Joe, you're not usually wrong. You're actually usually right, Joe. You're usually right. But in this case, I mean, I never heard of that. Okay, I don't think the Sephardim say you're allowed to pour milk into the chicken soup. But anyway, so the Rav Yah asks, how are you allowed to take the schach pussel and mix it in with the schach kosher? Why isn't that like pouring a little milk into the chicken soup? So he says, very beautiful teretz. He answers that here you mevatel it before yontif. Before Yontif, this thing is not called a sukkah yet. Interesting, we said within 30 days, maybe it is called a sukkah. I don't know if that fits in with that. But it's before Yontif. It doesn't have a status of being a sukkah yet before Yontif. So he says, if it was on Chol HaMoed, you really are not allowed to be mevatel. So says the Magen Avraham. Another answer, the din of Ein Mevatel Lachil is only din to Rabbanon. And the Chachamim forbade that only where you're getting Hana. But here, for it's a mitzvah, for the sake of a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it because mitzvah slav lehanas nindu. Whatever Hana you get from a mitzvah is not really considered Hana, so we allow you to do it. Fascinating. Beautiful. And there's many other discussions about this. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Sukkah al gabe sukkah. So what do we say in the Mishnah? If you have one sukkah on top of the other one, the top sukkah is kosher, and the bottom sukkah is no good. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabba, Tana Rabba, Tana Braisa, Basukos Teshvu. Sit in a single sukkah. Below basukkah shetachas sukkah. You can't sit in one sukkah that's under another sukkah. Below basukkah shetachas sukkah. Not a sukkah under the tree. Below basukkah shebasoch habayis. And not a sukkah in the house. By the way, I always like to tell this over from Rabbi Schechter about a sukkah inside the house, right? Rabbi Schechter, like I say, he grew up in Philadelphia. I think Rabbi Schechter, if I'm not mistaken, didn't go to yeshiva until he was high school. They shipped him off to MTA by train or something, I think. But in elementary school, I believe he went to public school, if you can believe that. But anyway, so he was very friendly with like some conservative kids in the neighborhood. So one of his friends, his father was a conservative guy, and he really did not like the rabbi. He was conservative shul. Did not like the rabbi. So he was complaining. He said, I can't believe this rabbi. He allowed a non-Jew to build the shul, the sukkah for the conservative shul. So Shechta told him, we just learned in yesterday's daf that you're allowed to have a sukkah built by a non-Jew. Now the fact that the sukkah was built inside the shul, that didn't bother him, apparently. But it was built by a guy. How dare that conservative rabbi build a sukkah by a guy? You're allowed to have a sukkah built by a guy. That's what we learned yesterday. But it didn't bother him that the sukkah was inside. That didn't bother him. So Rabbi Schechter was telling him, you're not allowed to have a sukkah inside the shul. That should bother you about what the rabbi did, not the fact that they had a guy building the sukkah. Anyway. Okay, sukkah gabe sukkah. What's that? He mixed up daf ches and daf tes. Yeah, okay. Fine. Ask the Gemara. Adarabba, basukos, tarte mashma. What do you tell me basukos implies only sit in one sukkah? Basukos is plural. Answer the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, basukos ksiv. It's written without a vav. So you read it as like basukas. So it's got to be a single sukkah. A kosher sukkah on top of another kosher sukkah, you're not going to be yotze in the bottom sukkah, only in the top sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah teaches me four interesting halachas. Listen to this, family. Pa'amim shishtein ksheros. Pa'amim shishtein psulos. Pa'amim shetachtona ksher v'alyona psula. Pa'amim shetachtona psula v'alyona ksher. Sometimes one sukkah on top of the other, both are kosher. Sometimes one sukkah on top of the other, both are pasul. Sometimes the top one's kosher and the bottom one's pasul. And sometimes the top one's pasul and the bottom one's kosher. How in the world does that work out? Zok de Halege Gemara. Pa'amim shishtein ksheros hechidami. What's the case where both sukkahs are kosher? Kigon shetachtona chamasa meruba mitzilasa. The bottom sukkah has more sun than shade in the schach, so the schach is pasul. V'hel yona tzilasa meruba chamasa. And the top one has more shade than sun. V'kaima el yona besoch esrim. And the roof of the top sukkah is lower than 20 amos tall. So the top one is kosher. The bottom one is also kosher because it doesn't have two schachs. Because the bottom schach is pasul. So the top schach is the only legit schach. And it's less than 20 amos. So it's glatt kosher. So that's how both are kosher. Pa'amim shishteim psulos. How do you get both sukkahs to be pasul? Hey chidami, what's the case? Kagon. De tarvayu tzilasan rubin michabasan. Both of them have more shade than sun. So they're two kosher schachs. Okay, so now we know why the bottom one is pasul. It's got two schachs. Two, but why is the top one? The kaim elyon lamal me'asimama, and the roof of the top one was above 20, so it's pasul. Pa'amim shetachtonik sheir elyon psula. Sometimes the bottom sukkah is kosher, and the top one is pasul. Heichidam kigon shetachtonis silasim rubim chamasa. The bottom one has more shade than sun. V'ha'elyon chamasim rubim silasa, but the top one is more sun than shade. So there's only one legit schach. The kaimer tarvayu besoch esrim, and they're both within 20 amos. So therefore, the bottom one is kosher, but the top one's pasul. It has no schach. Upa'amim she'el yonak sheir v'tachton psula. When is the top one kosher and the bottom one pasul? Hechidami Kigon, the Tarvayu, Tzilasim Rimichamas. And both sukkahs have more shade than sun. The Kaim El Yonah B'toch Esrim, and the top one is within 20. So the top one's kosher, and the bottom one is pasul because it has two schachs. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Everyone agrees to this. What in the world is the chiddush? What was the fancy chiddush? Everyone agrees that if it's more sun than shade, it's pasul. If it's more shade than sun, it's kosher. Well, what did you add? Says the Gemara, Tachtona Kshera El Yona Psula It's Tri Chalei. No, we need the chiddush of Tachtona Kshera El Yona Psula that the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul. Meaning, if they're both Chamasa and Ruv Mitzilasa, Tachtona Kshera El Yona Psula It's Tri Chalei. He needed to say all those cases just to teach me the case where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul, meaning the bottom one has more shade than sun, and the top one has more sun than shade, and they're both within 20. Mao de sema nigzar duma mitzdarif schach pasul bahadi schach kosher. You might think that maybe we should make a gzera and disqualify even the bottom one, because the top one, you have schach pasul, it's chamasa meruva mitzilasa. So maybe you should make a gzera and disqualify even the bottom one. Kamash malan. So Rabbi Yirmi says, no, we don't make a gzera. As long as the top one is less than 20 amos, so the bottom one is going to be, I'm sorry. As long as the top one is less than 20 amos and it's more sun than shade, the bottom one is going to be kosher. The bottom one is going to be kosher. No, I think when we say 20 amos, it means 20 amos off the ground. 20 amos off the ground, yeah. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to stop here. Just a review of the schedule. My plan is that for you guys, what you need to know, again, because we can't, Shabbos is Shabbos, and then Sunday is Tisha B'Av. So my plan is that on 11 o'clock your time, Sunday night, I'm going to do Shabbos and Sunday's daf, approximately an hour, 11 to 12. We'll try to do that on Sunday night for you, which will be 6 o'clock in the morning for me. And then at 7:15, I'm going to drive up to the Beis Medrash and teach Monday's daf. That's going to be an exciting little bit of time for me. And then Bez Hashem, you guys will have 7:20 in the morning. On Monday morning, we'll have the next daf. Okay? Everyone should have a great Shabbos. Let's hope that Mashiach comes before Sunday. If not, everybody should have a meaningful tainus. If you want to tune in to the Kumzitz of the world, you could see me at the Kotel on Tisha B'Av afternoon, around 7 o'clock, right, which is 12 o'clock in the afternoon your time. If you're in Kinnis, great, but you could watch 500 people from the NCSY Kola singing at the Kotel on Shabbos. If you want the link, I'll put the link in the Daf Yomi chat. If you want to watch something for you to do on Tisha B'Av afternoon, it's really unbelievable because there's no stamp. You know, in Eretz Yisrael right now, there's very few quote-unquote tourists, very few people here. Usually there's a lot of people here, very few now, because only if you have a direct relative or you're part of a program, you're allowed in. So it's a big schuss, very special to be here. It's really surreal, really, being here. Anyway, everyone should have a great Shabbos and a meaningful Tisha B'Av. We should be zocher to see Nechamas Tzion, Ubinyan Yerushalayim, B'mheir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Have a great Shabbos.